Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It is our pal Will Dawkins, Wizards GM. He's powered by Verizon. Hey, Will.
Good morning, everybody. How we doing?
What's up, Will?
We're doing all right.
Actually, I'm a little bit depressed that my man Bilal Coulibaly sidelined with a hamstring strain. I'm taking some time to process it, Will. I'm not doing great with it.
It's okay. It's not a big deal.
It's a strain. It's my guy. I've got a lot invested in Bilal, kind of like you, Will.
Exactly. No, disappointing to see him get injured, but when we saw it happen live, we were just happy it wasn't worse because that was a scary fall.
Yeah, for sure it was. I mean, you look like that guy could snap his back or something. I mean, is that horrific?
Yeah, we were very fortunate it was just the hamstring. But, again, we got to be cautious and be smart. And he'll have a tremendous offseason just like he did last year. So, sucks in the moment, but big picture, he'll be okay.
How about that Alex Saar block last night?
Which one? He only had four.
No, the highlight one.
Was that on Cunningham?
Big time.
Cunningham was coming in for, like, a left-handed dunk. He thought it was going to be a left-handed dunk. And Saar said no.
Said no, no, no.
Not on me.
I mean, that's a great win, Will. I mean, and you don't pay attention to this. I do, but you guys were pretty significant underdogs. Pistons are going to the playoffs, and they've been playing pretty well. And you guys go on the road and put up 129. Man, that's impressive.
Yeah, that was a good team win for us. It showed our resilience. Obviously, we played them twice in a row, kind of like a playoff series, and they brought a real physicality to that game. The first game, I thought we fought back, and then we're able to kind of make some adjustments, and you just saw the confidence of the young players yesterday come through. But Troy Weaver drafted some pretty high-level players and left the Pistons in a really good spot, and to see that team headed where they're headed, they're going to be good for a long time because of all he's been able to do, and we were able to kind of match their physicality and match their talent last night, and it was a good, resilient team win for sure.
Yeah, I see the Pistons rise as kind of hope for what you're doing here with the Wizards. I mean, this is a team that you guys beat last night that had missed the playoffs for five straight years, but they're going to make the playoffs this year. You see the ascending talent there with Cade Cunningham and company. They're going to make a playoff bid in year, I guess, six of their rebuild. Hopefully it's quicker, obviously, for you. You're hoping for quicker results, but do you kind of mirror what they're doing, see what they're doing over in Detroit and say, this is kind of also the plan here?
Yeah, I think every rebuild is done differently. I thought Troy Weaver, I'm biased, but I thought he did a tremendous job drafting and leaving them with a lot of flexibility and cap space this year to kind of make that jump that they wanted to. But kudos to them for sticking to their plan and having a plan in place and then it kind of sowing the benefit of it right now. But for us, we're happy where we're at. We're going to continue to kind of build on our pace. But again, there's opportunities to do it different ways, and they're having success right now.
How much of it, Will, is, and I know there's probably no answer, but how much of the rebuild process is luck, and how much is, you know, by design?
Yeah, I couldn't put a percentage on it. You definitely have to get lucky in terms of your positioning and with some of the lottery balls.
Right.
But you put a plan in place. You have a couple exit ramps where you can get off if you need to, if it doesn't go your way. But for the most part, it's strategically driven, and you just got to be fortunate where you're at sometimes with the ping pong balls, but also with how you evaluate. And I think you control a lot of that.
Right. I remember talking to you shortly after the draft. We all did collectively last year. And obviously, Sar was the star of the draft. And the other two kids, you're like, oh, we'll see what you know we got. I kind of think you got to think you got like three steals. You know, like, I mean, Bub has been amazing. Just such a gritty guy. Keyshawn, I mean, he's obviously he's in your starting lineup. I mean, his potential, I think, is through. Like, are you kind of like you knew they could maybe be good, but will you acknowledge like you didn't even really quite know what you had, and now you're just like, wow, we hit home runs there?
Yeah, I think it's still a little early to say we hit the home runs on these guys, but I would say we knew that first night we hit home runs on them as people and as them as workers, and we knew the upside that they had. And then it's on them to kind of realize it with the resources that we provide and the player development plan that we put in place. But to the credit for all three, they've really hit the ground running, and Brian's given them opportunities to play. And like we talked about, the best thing for rookie players is just experience and opportunities, and it helps the rate that they're growing at. But Bub's been someone that we've been impressed with ever since we laid eyes on him in college, and we kind of follow his story being so close and so local, and he's still growing physically, but as a player, but he's as competitive and as fiery as it gets, and putting Marcus Smart next to him is really helping him. And then Keyshawn, the way he started the year, people were having a few doubts on his shooting and things of that nature. I think he's 25 straight games with a three-pointer made, but the strides he's made defensively to where he's had five blocks in a couple games recently. So those guys they're up for the challenge. They're confident. They're believing in themselves, and they're growing. So we're very happy with where they're at through their first 60 games in the NBA.
Hey, Will, let's rewind a bit to your tenure in Oklahoma City. I'm going to allow you to toot your own horn here, because if you were the guy that spearheaded acquiring SGA from the Clippers, I just want to give you 1,000 rounds of applause, because that was a masterstroke. Can you take us through how you acquired him, when he was on your radar, and most importantly, were you the guy kind of standing on the table like, we got to acquire this guy. We need to swipe him away from the Clippers. Go ahead. Compliment yourself if you want.
Just like everything we do here in Washington, it's always a group decision.
Yeah, okay.
Always a collaborative effort.
All right.
But we had plenty of opportunities where we had all-star talent players there, and we're always trying to find the best value when you're doing deals. And he's someone that the group in Oklahoma City identified as a future player for them, and I think they knocked that one out the park for sure.
Talking to Will Dawkins, the Wizards GM, who's powered by Verizon. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about the rest of the landscape in the NBA, but I'm going to ask anyway. The Celtics are the prohibitive favorite, I think, to repeat, because they won and they really didn't lose anybody. But man, the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think people are disrespecting them because they don't expect them to be this good, but they've ripped off these winning streaks two different times this season, have a big lead in the Eastern Conference. Tell us about that Cleveland team and whether they could win it all.
Yeah, I don't see why they cannot. The parity has been really good in the NBA. Obviously, the Western Conference is always deep, always competitive. But when you have two younger, up-and-coming teams like the Oklahoma Cities, like the Cleveland Cavaliers, kind of leading from beginning to end, that's unique. I think it shows you how important it is to give guys time to develop when they were able to pick in the top five how many different times with Evan Mobley, and then have an opportunity with Garland, have an opportunity right there with Okoro, and even Sexton, who they traded to go get Donovan. They've been able to build their team slowly and make sure that they knew the pieces they needed. Added to Jared Allen, I think since have been able to add some pretty good pieces along the edges and find veteran guys that fit, and a brand new coach to kind of tie it together. So they've been patient, and I think they knew when it was the right time to strike, and all things are hitting on the same cylinders right now. And I think there's a lot of teams that can win it this year. They're one of them, and I think that's really good for the NBA.
Yeah, it's amazing that they've won 15 in a row. two different times this year.
Right.
That's incredible to me. I mean, it's not that easy to do. I mean, to have, especially to have a 9-game lead over the defending NBA champs.
Yeah, that's really difficult to do. I think you're seeing the change in offense and defense. Them being able to defend with two bigs kind of makes it aggressive. But them and Oklahoma City, the margin of victory that they've both been able to have this year is probably more impressive than the actual winning streaks themselves.
Yeah.
Hey, Will, was your heart in your throat a couple nights ago when Cooper Flagg sprained his ankle in the ACC tournament? What was that like? Take us through that. Take us through those emotions.
That was yesterday.
Yesterday.
I may or may not have been there yesterday.
You saw it in person.
I would say the response from the rest of the team was pretty impressive afterwards. But,
right.
These NCAA tournament games so far have been pretty fun for fans, but also for us as evaluators.
Cakes is shutting down Cooper Flagg until the draft lottery.
As long as I know he's going to the Wizards. If I don't know he's going to the Wizards, then he can play in the NCAA tournament. But I would advise him not to play, especially if he's coming here. I know you can't comment on it. That's just my medical opinion.
Will, do you think that NIL will keep maybe a couple of these top guys in, you know, because of the fact that they could maybe make not just NIL money, but, I mean, directly from the school, but, like, they could get shoe money or, you know, other endorsements that they can sort of get on their own?
I wouldn't say NIL is going to impact, like, the top projected guys in the draft just because they're going to make real NBA money, and all those shoe deals are probably going to be even more expensive, and they're going to make more money when they get into the NBA. So those endorsement deals don't necessarily go away for guys like them. I think guys who are debating to go late first, early second, deep in the second round, like those are the guys that will stay in the portal more so than those top guys because the salary difference is pretty huge, and then the endorsement deals are still going to be there.
Right.
It's nice to see the couple of those veterans that you acquired, Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart, have pretty good games last night, combined for 31 points.
Yeah, and aside from the points, they're bringing a toughness and an edge to the team consistently, and they're showing the guys the way and giving them confidence. So I think Brian's been able to kind of use their minutes strategically, and Marcus is proving that he's still Marcus Smart defensively, and Chris has proven that he's still a go-to scorer with size who can also facilitate getting Sar those two dunks rolling to the basket, just switching it up at the end of the game. And that's him and Alex just playing basketball, and that's the best part. When you're a coach, you don't have to call a play every single time. It's like, hey, make the right read and see how they're guarding you, and we were able to do that in crunch time. So for us, they've been helpful. We've been playing 500 basketball the last 10 or so, and it's really because the team's gelling. We're giving the young guys those opportunities, and those vets have come in and really helped us.
How do you know – sorry, last question on the whole process. It's just so interesting to us. How do you know that you're on the right track? Like you say, okay, the last 10 or whatever, we've been right there, I guess playing 500 ball. But is it like when you're key young players, you're seeing the growth of those guys? Like, how do you know, okay, you may be losing, but I know this, we're on the right path. We're doing great here, guys. Relax. How do you know that?
Yeah. So it's hard sometimes to kind of look through the end result. Yeah. And again, that's not what's going to drive us at any point. I think the individual growth and development and the measures that we give our players, the key indicators that they have, those are shining through. They've been progressively getting better every single 10-game mark that we look at, but more importantly, the team as a whole and some of the key indicators we look at. And you're just looking at our defensive rating, our offensive rating, the amount of potential assists we're generating every game. Like, all those are climbing when they weren't where they needed to be at the beginning of the year. So when you start seeing that and you start seeing closer games and you're having an opportunity to kind of win some of those, you see the team success kind of matching the individual success that we've been seeing all year.
I don't know that we've ever asked you about Champagne. So he's got a twin brother in the league. You guys signed him to a 4-year deal, I believe. I kind of saw him when he first was on the roster. He was a guy who was kind of bouncing around the G League, I believe. He's a young guy, was 23, I think. I didn't see him as maybe somebody that was going to be part of the future, but you guys gave him a 4-year deal. Tell us about his contributions. He gave you 17 last night. Now, there's some games when he doesn't play as much. What is the growth of Justin Champagne?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I appreciate you asking, especially because he doesn't get enough kind of recognition. He's kind of the first guy who fully went through our entire program. We acquired him on a two-way contract in March last year. And it was like, hey, he's got some talent. Our scouts did a great job evaluating him. He's got a little toughness, and he can play multiple positions. Let's see what we can do with him. And played towards the end of the year with the go-go, went through an entire summer with us in the summer development program, played summer league, just fully bought into everything, and then started the year again with the go-go. And was just ready to play and bought into his player development system and be just improved as a shooter. But early on in training camp, he was someone that picked up on the offense, was always cutting, getting the offensive rebounds that you're seeing now, making the hustle points, and just showing some toughness. And through a few of the injuries early on, we got to throw him in different lineups, and you can kind of use him as a versatile Swiss Army knife. And with Bilal being out, coach has been able to kind of give him minutes again. And he had a very similar impact when Kyle was out early in the year. So he's just a tough, gritty, all-about-the-team type player. Don't have to run a lot of stuff for him. He's just going to get it done and really compete. So we're happy to get him off that two-way contract and on a full team contract now.
All right, here's a grasper question. But when it comes to the lottery, there's usually a representative for the team.
Ah, yes.
I don't know who's going to be the representative of the team, but junkies are available.
We are available. Good luck, too.
I'm a mush. I can't go. I can't go represent the Wizards because then they'd get the fifth pick, and then people would be at my house with torches and pitchforks. And I can't have that, Will.
Yeah. We haven't made a decision on that yet. We got to get through the regular season first, but I'll keep you guys in mind.
All right, okay, keep us in mind. Good. Excellent. We'll get late cakes at home.
Yeah, put us on the short list.
All right, good stuff, Will. That's Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, powered by Verizon. Thanks, Will. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yep, yeah, you too, man.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have our tribute to John Feinstein. Then his colleagues are going to join us, Barry Zvaluga from the Washington Post at 8:25, Mike Wilbon at 9 o'clock here on The Junkies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.